consequences.
Like, if you love me, for example, the second sex is over, if I was on top, don't push me off you.
So yes, this is why retention is highly important, and also who you are choosing to have as a sexual partner also matters, because this is why there's a lot of energy vampirism going on.
I came here to study the great American art of muff diving, to snack clam, munch rug, dine at just one American pink taco stand.
Good morning. Good evening. And possibly even... good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. I am a man who has been through so many experiences within life. A vessel that has attuned himself to the highest frequency to be truly enamored with the flow state and to never let anything divert him or to desensitize me to my truest aspirations of self, and somebody who is chasing so many things that human limitations almost seem to be impossible, I want to let you know that in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And on tonight's show, I thought we would go a little bit of a different way tonight, and I've been feeling rather inspired and having some more thoughts and divulging into this type of endeavorment. And so in doing so, I would like to get a little sensual with you tonight. And in doing so, I would like to put a warning label on the show ahead. This is not for the faint of heart. If you're somebody who is scared of diving into the deepest parts of another soul, or being so quenched of your thirst that you will literally be left senseless, almost in a sense, extremely left over and just so fully divulged into yourself that you will be screaming, shrilling, and shaking for more. Tonight's show is going to be one of the most sensual shows I could have possibly done for you for a plethora of reasons. But the biggest one is we're talking about something so pure, so sensual, and so extraordinary from a plethora of different angles. I want to talk to you tonight about sacred energy exchange. Many years ago, we sat down and talked about sex, and I had a very strong view about where I was in my life at that time, and the path I was going down, and the type of endeavorments and things I was putting myself into and removing myself from. Now, if you've never heard of sacred energy exchange, you've probably quite literally heard of its counterparts of sex, and I'm sure many of us, if not most of us, have experienced this in some type of way. But the trick is there's multitude of levels to this. And tonight's show, I would like to continue to not only elevate you and help you on this endeavorment of self-growth, but I'm going to show you the depth of how truly deep this goes. And I'm going to show you how raunchy, how downright disgusting, and how, in a sense, the most freeing and enlightening thing it can be from a plethora of levels, from physical to spiritual. When we think about sex, and we talk about it on a base level, we think about somebody that truly turns us on, somebody who just consumes our mind and is utterly, and I quite mean utterly, everything you could look for and more in a physical attribute of somebody who can just turn you on from head to toe. The mere fiber of them just quakes you. The whole aura that they bring and when they're around you, you want to be consumed by it. You literally want them to bite you because of how real it feels. It sends shivers down your spine. It awakens every fiber of your actual inner workings and even touches the roots of every part of your track, every part of you. Every nervous system tingles from the sensation. That is what somebody should be doing for you. And that's one of the first levels of all of this, is that you should really be careful about how you give yourself to others. You should very much so be careful of how many bodies you also rack up on you. We're going to get a little serious before I get into the downright and dirty. Now, there's a reason why less is more, and there's a reason why you need to be careful about how many partners you take on, especially in one time. The point of this is that your energy is limited to an extent if you have not ascended and increased the flow of your chakras, the eventual epitome of attunement, which means you are connected to Source itself. So now, in doing this and understanding, when you are somebody who is sleeping with multiple partners, you are allowing multiple people to take from your energy and also give you as well. You need to be very focused and vigilant of these people who will attach things to you. And I know this from a female perspective. One of the most welcoming things a woman can do to you is opening her legs for you. And in doing so, it is now your job and responsibility to quench every thirst she has. And I mean, quite literally, you are going to have to do things that not even you think you're capable of. But as soon as you're allowed to tap into that flow state and truly feel and become more primal and attuned to the physical attributes of your body, you will know what to do. You will know exactly where to be, at what time, and how far and hard to press. Trust me when I say, I figured it out quite quickly. And so that's why this is very important, is because when you're attuned to multiple people, you are going to take in multiple outcomes of themselves and whatever is also attached to them in their own ways as well. So that's why it's a very scary thing to do and a very risky thing as well. Because if you are somebody who is going to attune yourself to these type of endeavorments, be ready to allow these things to take and give to you. And that, again, is a very scary thing. You will not be able to know somebody entirely until you truly get to know them. And then in doing so, you need to be sure of your choices you make. Because again, allowing somebody in or allowing yourself to be inside of somebody else is going to attach you and create a formation. It is a very powerful thing. It is a main reason why I've withheld myself for so long. I was completely comfortable being celibate for years and years and years. And the reason why is I wanted to make sure I elevated myself to such a spiritual ascension of a level that now my body and soul are totally connected as one. The next time I give myself to somebody, they are going to feel what it means to be part connected to Source. I'm talking about the first ever birth of life itself and the first ever experience. I'm going to redefine what it means to make love with you. I'm going to redefine what it means to fuck you. I'm going to redefine what it means to be inside of you. That is why it's so powerful, because I'm not only going to pleasure you on a physical level, I'm going to attune to your soul, and I'm going to give you parts of me that I have taken years to get to. And that is why so many people, when they ascend, withhold, or they find somebody who matches their level. And I understand why. Truly, I do. Can you imagine spending years upon years of your life to attuning yourself or to accruing wealth or whatever it is, and then you just let somebody off the street come in and take half of it? Does that make any sense to you? Why would you just willingly give yourself to somebody just easily when they have nothing truly to give, right, or reciprocate? And that's the unfortunate truth, is we've allowed ourselves to devalue ourselves in this weird false attribute of making it sounding like we're enabling our abilities. And really think about that. We have actually gotten to a place now where it is actually accepted to increase your body count because it's supposed to show your level of, I guess, experience, which blows my mind. Because trust me, that is not what's going to make you better at any of these things. You need to know yourself first. So the more you water your value down, you water yourself down, and you become a vessel to so many different people. Be very careful. You're going to have to fast for a while. You're going to have to disconnect. You're going to have to do seed retention. You're going to have to do so many things to actually counter the negative effects that it's done on you. It's just like getting an infection. This is an infection of the spirit, your inner workings. And it takes a long time to heal. And unfortunately, most people never even know that it's happening to them. We've talked about this plenty. There are parasites around all of us, not just inside our stomach and bodies, but around us, attached to us, and even things we cannot see. It is a true reality. I have been present within it, and I've seen it and felt it in people. That's why I know how powerful this is. That's why I know sex is one of the most sacred acts you can do with somebody. So if you're actually, again, finding a way to get yourself closer and you're being better with your attunement and you found more self-awareness of what you are, you've been able to elaborate, increase your energy, you have so much vibrating throughout you now This is where you truly decide which way you wish to go. You can choose to stay celibate and move forward in that direction, or you can choose to allow somebody inside that truly understands, interflects, and outer shows the motion of what's next. That is a absolutely powerful thing. And for myself, I'm very open and welcome to that. Because for myself, I know what I've achieved in this life. I know what I have found within myself, and I know where this path is taking me. I would be nothing more than open and willing to allowing somebody else to experience it with me. And I would really much like to, especially if they get me, if they understand me. And that's why this vetting process is so important. Don't just throw yourself so quickly. Take time and vet it out. Hang around them. Feel their energy. Feel their aura. Feel their touch. Feel their taste. See how their mind works. See what they're focused on. What elevates them. What's truly something that they care about. These are the things you have to do to try. This is just like doing a resume and interviewing somebody. You want to give somebody the job, be careful, because you are hiring them into your business and they are going to represent what you are. Think about that. I work for iHeartRadio. I work at Fox Sports. I work at FS1. I work in TV, audio, radio, podcasting. I do a lot of stuff, right? My image represents their brand on a public setting if I was to go and do things while I'm working for them. They made sure to vet me, test me, and make sure I could do the job before they gave it to me. See what I'm saying? You got to treat yourself like a Fortune 500 company. You need to build yourself up to be that empire of a building everybody wants to be a part of. The Wolf of Wall Street. You should become so massive, people are willing to sacrifice their firstborn child in a dark mantra. I know, I'm just saying, but that's the type of level you want to tune, where you are so comfortable and confident with self, you don't even give two shits if somebody isn't about you. Keep pushing. Because you know your value, you become the prize. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So when you become chosen in this life and you choose yourself, which is the hardest thing for people to do, you are going to go through a years upon years of growth. And I'm talking again about physical and also spiritual. It's taken me over 6.5, 7 years, almost 8 now truly, if I think about it, to obtain the physical body I've gotten now. And trust me when I say, it was incredibly difficult and painful. Now, the body is perfectly attuned to pleasure in any physical way needed, and I've been very blessed with endowment as well. So, what's the next step? Okay, well, if I can do the physical attributes, and I've seen in my past how it has affected others, what is the next thing I need to do? Well, I need to align myself with the outermost highest perspective. And in doing so, can you imagine physically connecting to somebody who knows self, knows worth, is so attuned with their abilities and everything that they can do that they physically can alter the state of reality in that moment and can consume your very fiber of who you are to make you utterly just crazy about this person in the best way possible. That, my friends, is something you should spend time attuning to and trying to accomplish. Don't just water yourself down for one-night stands. You're better off just pleasuring yourself. Do not give yourself to people who don't know who you are, because you also don't know who they are, and you don't know what comes with that package. It's boxed up in hiding for a reason. Be careful. There is no such thing as just emotionless, connectionless sex. It does not exist. Trust me when I say there is more to all of this. And if you're somebody who knows value, radiates higher, and has that ability, you need to be very choosy about who you give it to, because now you are chosen. So then who you end up choosing will also become chosen. It's a powerful gift to have been given. So now you have more of an understanding of why sex is so important, why this sacred energy exchange is giving a part of your innermost self to somebody else. So when you attune and connect, sure, the physical attributes are going to be unfucking believable. I'm talking about it's going to be so erotic, so sensationally orgasmic. You are going to catch yourself into a multiple hour session because your bodies are so attuned and aligned. You are physically doing everything possible and you're not thinking about anything because that's how attuned you both are. You have literally become one on a multitude of levels. And now when that physical state is just entirely consorted with one another, Now, the spiritual aspect is going to shine within both of you. And if you have attuned yourself to somebody who is aligned in that type of mantra, reflects yourself, or is somewhat some way on that radiating level of yours, or is at least inspiring to be and idolizes the things you are, respects you, etc., reciprocates, matches your energy, this is quite literally going to be the greatest experience of your life. And it's going to be so insane that it is going to charge the very fiber of your soul. It is going to awaken parts of your DNA because that's how incredible it is. Sex is not just a physical reproduction thing anymore. It is completely different. And it's scary to see that so many people are willingly giving it out to people who have done nothing to deserve it, or also not going to reciprocate it and appreciate it. Because that's the thing as well. This is a very powerful tool. So now that you know that you have the robust ability to utterly and physically pleasure somebody in a multitude of ways, trust me when I say they are going to be utterly into you. And now when you give them the reciprocation of giving them the courage they need to come out of their shell, to truly become themselves, no ownership, nothing like that, truly just wanting to enjoy one another and becoming one to where you have no need for anybody else, that is where you will both ascend to levels unobtainable by self. That is why this exchange is so powerful. There's a difference between becoming a Buddhist monk and running into the Himalayas and just focusing on yourself and escaping the body. That's a different sense entirely. They're going completely spiritual. I want to conquer both. I'm somebody who is playing this game so strongly, I want to be in control of both attributes of myself. And that's why this is going to be one of the most immaculate experiences of my life. And I'm so ready for it. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, it is going to be, it's the thing that is written in scripture. It's the thing that is unexplainable. It's almost going to be up there with the pyramids of Giza and how they were created. The Grand Canyon, how long ago it was. The Earth's core and how long it's been around. Nobody knows for sure. That's how this is going to be. And that's what I wish for you to find as well for yourself. Because again, if you're somebody who's lower energy and you're totally comfortable with just being on the ground level, then sure, do as you wish. Don't listen to me. Have sex with as many people as you'd like. Just don't be upset or wonder why you have these crippling thoughts, depression, issues, health reactions, etc. You're allowing a lot of things in to attach to you. I wish you the best. There's a reason why when I walk into a building, my presence is felt, and that's not me just boasting about myself. There's a reason why I'm so comfortable with saying everything and truly anything that comes to mind, because it won't be in my head if it's not supposed to. There is no reason that I would not give myself truly and entirely to somebody that I choose of my choosing, because I know they will reciprocate and choose me as well. That is how sensational this is supposed to be for you, and why I aspire to give you this insight and mindset I've been given to hopefully make you find the same thing for yourself. And now here's the most important part. If by some chance, by some miracle, grace above, or by the hard work and effort you put into yourself, right, you need to now respect yourself enough to where the person you choose, you have to be very open and very, I guess you could say, communicate the fact that I'm giving myself to you in a way nobody else will. All I ask is that you reciprocate it. And if you are somebody who needs more than just this, let me know so then I can remove myself, because I'm choosing you. And I'm choosing what has been here before me. That is a responsibility I am willing to take. But to take on more during this and after this, while I'm with and connected to you, that I will not do. Because that is something that is going to de-hamper me. And now I'm giving myself to more people than I'm choosing to. That's something you have to be very cognitive about in conscience. Because again, that is something that will happen. Again, we're in a society now where people are completely comfortable giving themselves to multiple partners at once. That's a scary concept. Don't get me wrong. Threesome? Hey, if you find three people attuned like that, etc., I mean, that's something I have to think about. Because that's actually something that would be very incredible to even fathom. But truly, I think it's meant to have one another connected as one, totally focused, inbound, imbued, and transferring into one another like an infinite sign, just constantly recycling into one another and just heightening you to levels unobtainable. A third party member might just get a little bit more interesting. It depends. That's more of like a physical nature, I'd say, because then you have to have more ways of pleasuring, involving, etc. It's a little bit different. I'm not saying that it's not obtainable or something that could be done. I just think for myself, since I have had things like that in the past and etc., it's not anything I yearn for anymore, if that makes sense. Like, I'm really searching for that one person to elevate every sense that I have, to truly make me, gosh, man, curl my toes, even the spiritual sense. Like, I want to find somebody who just rocks my world and gets me utterly. That's the thing I wish for, and I yearn for, and I will obtain. That's why I'm here still. There's a reason why these things are coming to me, because I'm putting it out there, and I will come all inside of there. But dirty, I know, I warned you, this is going to be a dirtier podcast than you're expecting from me, but these are the volumes and degrees of myself. These are the levels of my own mind and the things that I have actually been very focused on. There's going to be a lot of interesting things that come to this show. That's why it's ever evolving and ever growing, and that's the point of why this exists, is because it's a reflection of myself. And I wish that you find yourself in well as and well within all of this as well. So let that be a warning and a very tall tale sign of things that you should be very prevalent and excited for. These are things that will change the fabrics of everything around you if you truly allow a chance to grow. So how can you do this? How can you know this? Well, there's a lot of things that show you who you are over time. And truly, I'm excited to do another episode here soon about psychedelics, because I've been testing a lot of things with mushrooms. Microdosing, higher dosages, at the gym, at studios. I'm testing so much because I really want to see what this all is. And so in doing so, that is why, again, I'm looking for somebody to truly attune with. And I'm excited to find that. And I think it's going to be such a beautiful thing, because that person is not going to want to let me go. And that shows me how powerful it is. And also, the purpose of why I'm here, to be chosen. If I find somebody who chooses me and I them, watch out, world, because you're going to finally see what it means to be unconditional love and have somebody who's attuned to true unconditional loving and falling in love with somebody. Every fiber of you is going to be consumed by them, and it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be scary, but when you see who they are and they reflect you and you know what's within, you're not worried, because you know nothing bad will come from it. You won't be able to lose self, because in doing so, you found self. See where I'm getting at? That's why when you make love to somebody, you fuck somebody, and you utterly devour somebody, you are going to hit so many levels of the chakra, it's going to awake the entity inside of them that has the sacred energy meant to be exchanged. Physical one-night stands, drunken stupors, just hookups, they don't have that. You're not awakened. You're not going to be able to find anything outside of just a quick nut. And again, if that's all you're doing, I prefer you just pleasure yourself at home and stop wasting your time. Or what you should really be doing is retaining your seed for a while, or ladies, holding off on releasing your own energy. It's time to go within, and that's where you really find self. That's why this is such a prevalent and powerful conversation. That's why, again, I'm ready for it. I'm so excited, and I know it's going to come to me. That's why all of these things are aligning, and it's fucking unbelievable, to be real with you. I love it, and I think that's why this is going to turn out into something that elevates me even to a higher level. It's going to be one of the final tests that I have to pass. And it's going to be unbelievable. And I'm ready for it. So now, if you really think about it too, can you imagine having a spiritual connection with somebody after you have had like all of the more physical connections as well? So imagine sitting there with somebody and you have just utterly just, warped each other's minds on what sex can be, right? And the sacred energy exchange. And then you're sitting there at the end of it, still connected to one another, holding each other, sitting in each other's arms, and just being present with one another. Can you imagine that type of feeling? Can you imagine how that would literally radiate your most inner workings? And that's what's crazy to me, is so many people think like that whole phase after you're done of holding one another, cuddling or falling asleep or whatever, just spending the night, that is part of the entire engagement. That is where you still have residuals with one another and you're still transmitting that frequency. You can't just cut it off. Imagine downloading a file 50, 60, 70% and then just canceling it as soon as you're done. Like, what's the point of that? Why would you cancel something when it's going so far into it and then you just stop? What's the fucking point? You're supposed to do 100% of it and complete it, download it, and safely disconnect it. There's secrets and teachings all around us. That's why I'm still in such a wild stupor and mindset that people really still haven't gotten this figured out. That's why I feel so bad for so many women. They're getting half-dicked by guys that have no idea what the fuck they're doing. And then I feel bad for these guys who actually have some kind of mindset to them or growing a little bit, and they give it to these random-ass women that have no sentient ability to reciprocate it. They're just going to suck them off and suck them out and then just use them for their own advice and then move on. And it's actually sad, too, because if you knew self, if you knew worth, if you knew the thing you have and what you bring to the table, again, you will find somebody who matches and aligns with it and is going to heighten you even though you know you're at your highest point. So don't be afraid to test the bounds of what you can do. Don't be worried of trying something new. And for God's sakes, find yourself a way to elevate yourself to such a higher plane of existence that it is going to shake the fabric of everything. Now, that is why, again, I said this is such a beautiful thing, because if you can find somebody who stimulates you on all of these levels, you have found somebody worth holding on to for at least a while to see what it could be, to see if there's something there that intimately brings you to one another and brings you up to a level that is truly incomparable to anything you'll ever find. And when you find that thing, that one, that true source, right? Why would you need anything else? Like, that's again why I'm trying to have this mindset given to you. Stop focusing on numbers. Focus on one strong source. I don't need to have 15 houses. I need one great plot of land, a beautiful place with beautiful people around me, and a beautiful partner at the end of the day that wants to enjoy more with me and grow. And who knows, man? Totally just redefine the fabrication of what it means to love and live and to be a part of somebody. Because again, I don't feel like the world has even seen it yet. And I have such a great idea of it that I want to be able to try it at least once, at least one more time. Because I'd be doing myself a disservice from gaining this knowledge and not trying to reciprocate it in some kind of attribute and help somebody in some type of way. So that's why, again, I challenge you to truly take some time for yourself. And so how can you do that? How can you build yourself up to building up to some kind of attribute of attuning to what this is, right? Well, for men, again, the biggest thing is seed retention for a while. You've got to stop blowing your load. Stop dropping it on the ground, wasting that life vessel. When you're a man who is truly attuned with self again, and you have really elevated yourself to a state of almost bliss, to just this transparent notion of just divinity, your seed is so important. There's a reason why they're paying so much money at these labs for semen. I'm being honest with you. Now, imagine if you're a man that has true high volume electrical currency within this fluid of life. Now, that is something that should be retained and only kept for the best and brightest of all of them. Trust me when I say, a true woman will know it when she sees it. Now, when you start to retain seed, you need to start focusing on self. You have to work out. You need to go use your body. You can't be a skinny vessel and think you're going to have any attributes of ascension. You are capped if you are stuck in a weak vessel. The vessel must be stronger to house a stronger entity. That's how this works. If you want the spirit inside of you to be strong, you must be strong. You cannot go and lift heavy weights if you've never touched one in your life. How are you going to be able to pick up this girl, hold her, carry her, flip her, use her, whatever she wants, you know, to be a little rough when she wants? How are you going to be able to do any of that if you can't even hold your breath long enough? If you can't even lift up her anything? If you're literally so weak, nothing can happen. You're not going to be able to fulfill the 100 aspects of what this thing is enticed to. That's why you need a stronger vessel. So focus on yourself. Use your body. Eat good electrical food. Retain your seed. Meditate. Focus on your chakras. Elevate your consciousness and frequency. Begin to start thinking inwards and reflect on your most inner thoughts. These are all guidestones to growing your perspective of infatuation with self, which truly leads to falling in love with yourself, which means you have found the truest form of yourself because you now know thyself. We've said it plenty of times. My people are dying from a lack of knowledge. Now, women, what does this mean for you? You have got to find a way to stop wanting to soil your oats with so many dudes. Stop it. You're not missing out on anything. There are so many toys and stuff out there available now. You don't need anybody to fulfill this pleasure for yourself. Ladies, you're very fortunate and lucky. Men, their most defining quality for our sexual, I guess you could say, experience is the act itself and the pleasure we give to a woman. Because a woman, y'all are the ones who get multiple orgasms. And you have the clitoris itself, which is so in tune with the vibration of everything about you. If you're a guy that got snip-snip, which most guys are with their, you know, when they're first born, get them oil. You gotta have that kind of clipped off. They clip off a lot of our actual sexual tendency within our penises. And it's unfortunate. That's why most guys aren't able to have much induced to it, right? And most guys are lucky if they can even jizz once and still go. I mean, it takes a strong man to have the fortitude to be able to handle all of that, to retain the seed, to know when to do it. And that's why, again, women, you have such more of an ability because truly you're the one who houses the life. You're the vessel, the portal to bring it into this reality. I am merely the start of the universe. You're the one that gives it life. That's why it's so powerful. So women have the most important role within this as well, right? They've got to be able to house it. They've got to be able to take it, reciprocate it, and also match it, right? They're going to have to be able to be so pure with themselves. If it's, and I mean this in the most respectful way, ladies, if it has an odor to it, if you can tell like it's been worn out, etc., it's a bad look and a bad sign, and it's not going to make the guy do his best for you. You want to treat yourself with value and respect. There's so much more pleasure in finding somebody who truly values and earns you. Do you see where I'm going with this? Is it easier to go to fucking McDonald's and get a drive-thru meal, or me sitting down and spending 2.5 hours making a delicious, delectable dinner from scratch? You tell me what's going to be more enjoyable. Truly. You tell me what's going to nourish your body more. You tell me what's going to heighten the aroma more. When you're sitting there with classical music, great music, wine, conversation, appetizers, messing around, having fun, this entire experience it turns into, or just driving through McDonald's, shoving your face with a double-double Big Mac, and then probably getting a handy and going to sleep. You see what I'm saying? You decide what you want in your life, and you're going to find the way to make it a reality by how you not only treat yourself, but the people who come into your life, and especially the way you treat your own sacred energy. Evolve it. You can choose to cut it off entirely. I did for many years, and it's helped me elevate into this pinnacle state of myself where I know now I'm about to rock somebody's fucking world. And I mean that in the most respectable way, but she is going to be, oh man, it's incredible. And that's what's so amazing is because now I know so much about myself. I want to test it all out. I want to see how much I can do and how far I can push it in the most dirtiest of ways. So that's what's amazing. And that's why, again, I wanted to do that show for you tonight, because I think this is something that we're getting lost in the sauce. I see in the U.S. birth rates are falling. I see around here how unstable young men have become, where they're weak, they're not confident. They won't approach women now, and women are beginning so nasty and disrespectful. They're just sleeping with anybody and everybody they want, and they really don't care anymore either. They think it's a sign of, like, respect, a sign of, like, accomplishment, the more bodies you have, when in factuality, the less bodies you have, that's a turn-on to me. The longer you've gone without soiling your oats is a turn-on for me. The longer you've gone with maybe just one partner or none at all is a turn-on for me. Because I know where you stand, your mindset, and how you view yourself. You treat yourself like a prize, trust me when I say, you will enjoy the gift at the end of the rope. You will enjoy working your ass off to accomplish that high score for it. And that's what makes this so sensual and so elaborate and just, oh my gosh. It allows me to have so much more fun and be creative and to be able to try new things, to position in different ways, to, oh my God, man, like, I'm going to stop myself, but I want you to feel the way I do. I want you to see this the way I do. And I want you to experience it the way I'm going to. I want you to be so consumed by it that it is literally going to make you rethink the concept of everything. That's how powerful it needs to be. It needs to make you make sounds you never thought you could. Feel things you never felt before in your life and redefine everything you've ever done up to now, thinking, I was never doing anything close to that this entire time. I wish it for you. And it will come to you, but put in the work to receive it. Kick ass to make yourself available to give it. And in doing so, let's just say next time we talk or whenever that happens and I run into you in this grand thing, this grandiose concept of what we call life, you're welcome. And I probably made you a partner for life because of how strong that game is now. Because that is one of the most important things next to your mindset. Sure, women fall in love with what they hear and men fall in love with what they see. But when you counterintuitive that and switch roles and imbue it with one another and totally allow yourselves to get lost in each other and become vulnerable and see how far it goes, that's where you'll truly see what you're made of. So, I wish you good luck. And I wish you a very gallant adventure on this next test that's in front of you. For myself, well, if that lucky lady allows me to talk about it one day, hopefully I can have her on the show with me to talk about it with you. And we can break down everything and you can hear firsthand about all of my experiences, all of my theories, and all of my beliefs. Maybe she'll come on here and shoot it all down, or maybe she will highlight it even better. Who knows? I'm excited either way. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.